Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we've got Professor Louis Sancho coming up in the next segment. Also, Walter L. Wagner, another physicist. We did part one Monday for another 30 minutes. We're going to talk about this heavy superconducting super collider. We got a bunch of them, the dangerous particles they can create. This is much more powerful, potentially, than the most powerful hydrogen bomb that we're talking about. And the chain reactions it can create are devastating to all life on Earth. That dovetails with another headline here. We have already created human-animal embryos already, say British team. They're talking about legalizing human-animal hybrids in England. And they said, well, what's the debate about? We did this 10 years ago, as we told you. This has been in the scientific research for a long time. Another thing that's very, very dangerous, not just the abomination of doing this to humanity, and do these things have rights? What are they? It's when you start crossing animals and humans, it unlocks a lot of superviruses, bacteria. This has already happened. We've had scientists on discussing that, geneticists, genetic engineers, Nobel Prize winners, saying it's deadly dangerous. That it happens every time. They have gene guns just firing thousands of different gene sequences randomly into human DNA. Then they inject it into the egg with a fertilized, with a sperm to fertilize. And then they just create these island of Dr. Maru nightmares. It's been going on. Remember the Washington Post 5 years ago admitted that down in Argentina, but they won't show the public, a big international lab created human-chimpanzee hybrids. But that was the Washington Post. And just said, but we're not going to show them to you because, people will freak out. That's the type of stuff that's going on. These are human-cow crosses, and they're killing them during embryonic development, they say, if you really want to believe that. So the genetic engineering is another chain reaction crisis we face, and it's why a lot of top scientists don't think we'll become a type 1 civilization. That means a civilization that survives and gets off world. Okay, we're about to break and come back and join some stations. I want to introduce Professor Louis Sancho first. And sir, you've got such a lengthy bio. I thought it would be better if you just tell us about yourself and some of your background, what you think is most important.
It's most important, the issue. My background, I'm a scientist. I'm a system scientist. I give international conferences on time theory and related subjects. But really what I would like to talk is about the collider, because I see myself just as a concerned citizen in a theme that everybody can truly understand, because it's something that goes against our lives, and that's something that everybody...
Now, you are a physicist who specializes in integrating it into computer technologies, is that correct?
No, I'm a system scientist. Basically, system science
is merging.
Tries to merge biology and physics. Basically, the laws of biology are the laws of evolution, and the laws of physics are mathematical laws. So, system.
But you're also a computer scientist, correct, sir?
No, it's not computer science. It's basically we have two big science, which is biology and physics. So after the death of Einstein...
Okay, I was just trying to get that straight, because I saw in your bio computers and engineering, so I...
No, that was incorrect.
Okay, thank you so much for coming on with us. We're about to break, and we have your colleague, Walter L. Wagner, who is a physicist, to get into that. And, of course, you said that's your specialty, working with merging the physics with the biology. And we'll come back and get in to when you first got concerned about the superconducting supercolliders, the cyclotrons, and now this new collider that is the biggest, most powerful in the world, why you think it's dangerous. Major British papers and Australian papers have picked up on this. Some U.S. television has picked up on it, so that's encouraging, because I've been concerned with this for more than 15 years, just from the position of a novice. We'll be right back with Professor Louis Sancho and Walter L. Wagner. Stay with us.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official Fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I am very thankful today to Professor Louis Sancho and Walter L. Wagner. Join us. He's a physicist, of course, and worked in a lot of other fields. Walter L. Wagner and Louis Sanchez works in the field of emerging biology with physics, and they both have filed a lawsuit to try to block the activation and usage of the largest and most powerful collider ever built over in Europe. But there are a lot of these. Mr. Sancho and Mr. Wagner, again, both of you, thank you for joining me. You're both on air right now. You both got the floor. Go ahead and interact, because we had Mr. Wagner on a few days ago. Let's go to Mr. Sancho first. Mr. Sancho, when did you get concerned about this, and what are the fundamental dangers that the equations show that these colliders could cause, and why are you even more concerned about this particular collider?
Well, it has been an incremental concern because in the past decade, at the same time they were building this collider, we have explored the universe with better telescopes, and so we have found the reasons of concern, because we know much better today how neutron stars and black holes are formed. And the dangers of making a Big Bang are precisely those two dangers. We know now that it's very easy to replicate and start a reaction that converts normal matter, our matter, into the matter of a neutron star or a black hole. So my concern has been growing, and at a certain point, I enter in contact with CERN and try to find out what kind of security measures they have, and since they have none, they basically will do the experiments, replicate the Big Bang, and whatever happens, it will happen. They just want to do the Big Bang and then research.
Now, both of you have very good credentials. Mr. Wagner, Dr. Wagner discovered a famous particle. In fact, Mr. Wagner predicted that they could end up making black holes in these, and the response of the establishment was, yes, and we're going to try to make a black hole to test and see what it'll do. Now they claim they've made black holes or things similar to them in colliders, and so that's even scarier that the things that Dr. Wagner and you have been talking about are now starting to happen. Can you comment on that, Mr. Sancho?
To rephrase the question,
perhaps Mr. Wagner can comment on that.
Well, yes, Alex, thank you. They have been producing material at the RIC collider, which is a slightly smaller collider than the LHC collider, that some people think might be a precursor to a dark matter.
Yeah, the Associated Press says they have created many black holes. Is that a lie?
They're not the same kind of black hole that we are concerned about.
But they recreated the phenomenon. Is that what they're saying?
No, that's a lie. Never has been made a black hole on Earth. That's an absolute lie.
Okay, well then, what are they creating?
Right now, they haven't precisely entered into that range of energies that creates the Big Bang. So that's why the reason of this experiment. They also say that they will replicate merely what cosmic rays do, and this is another very simple lie to prove, because what they are trying to find is the meaning of mass. So they are trying to pack heavy masses which are static, they don't move. It's exactly the opposite of a cosmic ray. A cosmic ray is a very light particle that moves very fast. So by reduction to absurdum, if A is the opposite of B, and what they are trying to do is heavy mass without movement is the opposite of a cosmic ray, so I don't know how they can imagine that a cosmic ray is the same thing. So basically they are forging lies, because they know most people don't know the basics of science, and they believe the authority.
And by the way, you're not the only scientist. I mean, there are hundreds, I've been looking it up a lot in the last week, I was already familiar with it, who have said that there can be very dangerous reactions, strangelets, other things. You were talking about a neutron star. That's the first time I heard that brought up. Can you tell people what that is?
A neutron star has a core of a strange matter. So the point here is that strange matter is like the next evolutive ladder in the power of matter. We are the simplest matter on the universe. And basically what it might happen is an H9 reaction, which is a name that comes from Kurt Vonnegut's Cat on the Cradle book, which basically means that because strange matter is more powerful than our matter, when it appears and becomes stable, it catalyzes the transformation of our radiant matter into a neutron star. The only part of our matter that might survive the reaction is iron, because it's the most stable energetic atom in the universe. So what we believe today is that neutron stars have a core of strange matter on the surface of iron, and the rest of the matter of this planet would disappear.
Well, Professor Sancho, did you see the San Francisco Chronicle article where the Pentagon gave a press briefing and then later classified the public briefing about how they believe they've developed an isolated antimatter and that they're moving ahead with antimatter weapons?
No, I haven't read that.
Well, you can just Google antimatter weapons or antimatter bombs, and news articles will come up.
But this is much more dangerous, because the question is that this is a self-reproductive process. I mean, when you start this kind of
chain reaction,
it's continuous. I mean, it keeps feeding. An antimatter explosion or a weapon, it's a localized weapon. It won't affect to the entire Earth. Antimatter and matter will create a big explosion. This is much more dangerous, because it's a self-sustained process.
Now, going back to flesh this out to be specific, You publish reports, put out papers, publish letters inside of publications warning people, and then they responded to you and said, yes, we're going to try to make black holes. Can you flesh out the particulars of that story, Dr. Wagner?
Yes. Early on, in the late 1990s and 2000, they were saying it's impossible to make micro black holes. And shortly afterwards, within a couple of years, some theorists were coming out and saying, well, this is something actually that's well within the realm of reason that micro black holes can be formed. And at that point, CERN took the position that, well, we're going to try to make these micro black holes because it'll be interesting physics. But we're not worried, they claimed, because we know that they're going to evaporate very rapidly because of this theory that Professor Hawking came up with, that micro black holes can evaporate. Well, that theory has never been shown to be true anywhere. Nobody has ever seen Hawking radiation. No one has ever seen a micro black hole evaporate. No one has ever seen a large black hole evaporate. They always get larger. And so it's a theory that, well, maybe it's correct. I don't know. There are a lot of people who've cast a lot of doubt, a lot of theorists who've cast doubt on the validity of this Hawking radiation theory. And yet that is what has been relied on in the previous safety studies that the CERN did as to why it would be safe to make micro black holes. The question boils down to, is it a good idea to make a micro black hole here on Earth to find out whether or not Hawking was right?
Please continue fleshing that out.
Well, okay, if the obvious answer to that question, of course, is if Hawking's right, it's safe. If Hawking's wrong, we're history.
May I say something? This is an ethic question. I mean, there is no right for a group of physicists to try to prove a theory which is disputed with the risk of life, not to the entire mankind, to a single human being. And that's
so we have a school. We have a school of physicists who happen to be in control of the research laboratories and the mega cyclotrons with this turbo, type technology and science. This hyper dangerous science, and they believe that their math is right and that it's not a danger, and they just want to prove some theory. When Hawking says Stephen Hawking has admitted many times that he's been wrong about other theories.
Yeah, and he has also admitted that this theory is just a probability in his books, and I could quote them. So we know there is a probability. Even the author of the theory doubts it's a hypothesis. It implies very strange phenomena like travel to the past of antiparticles. It defies the second law of thermodynamics, which says that a hot object becomes colder, and because he introduces the idea that antiparticles travel to the past, then the black hole, instead of getting colder like everything, for example, when you put hot iron in water, evaporates the water, he says that the opposite happens, that the black hole will get hotter and hotter, and it will take temperature from our world that will become colder, and the black hole will evaporate. This is, I believe, very difficult to prove, probably nonsense.
Well, talk about playing God or playing dice with our future. The classic cliche is Russian roulette. You're right. I mean, if the equations show there's any danger of this, they don't have a right to do it. But we see scientists who thought the hydrogen bomb might set the atmosphere on fire, and they still did it. What type of people are these? Go ahead, Dr. Wagner.
Yes. Nuclear weapons testing that was done during an era in which it was stated that it was better to be dead than to be red. That is, it's better to do this test even if it kills us, because we would rather do that than become communists. And so there was a underlying philosophy girding that research. That isn't present now, plus the risk is much greater. Back then, they were able to actually calculate the risk, and it was very, very low. It was like 1 in 50,000. So they said, well, this is a risk that we think is worth taking. Now, it's not possible to calculate that risk. It's somewhere between 0 and 100%, and standard statistics says you set it at 50%. under those conditions when you don't have any other information. So we're looking at that kind of a risk with no benefit or extremely small benefit. It certainly has benefits to people who are doing the work. They get nice salaries and they live in comfortable houses. And so
gentlemen,
forth.
Stay there. Professor Zanjo, Dr. Wagner, final segment. We appreciate your time. Come back with us, and you've got the floor, whatever you think is most important, and your legal defense fund. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
The discussion we're having today is part of a larger problem of pure research with things like genetic engineering, cross species, And then you move into the basic building blocks of the universe that these different scientists and physicists are manipulating and playing with. My last question to both of you, and you can cover whatever you think is most important in the few minutes we've got left, about 5 minutes, Dr. Wagner and Professor Sanchub. Can you put any probability or any number on, you know, scores of cyclotrons and super colliders doing these tests on what the probability is of some type of disaster? Or is it something you can't quantify?
Yes, you can quantify in the sense that since we have opposite theories, Einstein's relativity with his standard physics and his arrow of time from past to future versus Hawking's and hypothesis that time travels to the past, so instead of growing, the baby black hole as every baby entity will evaporate, which is like saying that the child newborn, instead of growing faster, will enter the womb of the mother. Well, even if we think that this might be possible, we can easily give 50% to theories which are unknown, one of them. So if you have two events, this one and the conversion of the Earth in a neutron star, which depends of a parameter of stability of matter that, again, standard physics considers it will be reached, even if we doubt of standard physics, which is Einstein, not Hawking, and is the stability of matter, strange matter, we can give 50% each of those two events, because those are the events that the CERN will reproduce there. So you just add two 50% events, that's 75%. I would like to stress, though, that the same experiments, and this is a trend in history of physics, can be carried out with telescopes observing the universe and without any danger to us. And exactly now, the Americans are working in a satellite called GLAST, which will try to find if black holes evaporate. So what we are really asking, we don't really want to be catastrophes, but basically point the objective dangers and ask for a delay till the GLAST satellite brings us the same results. This has always happened. The moon, many particles have been found first by telescopes.
That's right. This gigantic universe around us is the real laboratory. Instead of messing with these tectonic, titan-like forces right here on our tiny rock.
Exactly. So we basically just want that receive the results of the GLAST and see if they evaporate or they don't evaporate, and depending on a safe situation for mankind to switch it on or never switch the machine in the future. But why we have to risk our lives when we can do the same thing, which is redundant.
Now, to be clear, Professor Sancho and Dr. Wagner, they're admitting that there is some chance that this that bad things could happen.
But so, they never explained their probabilities. They started with a 3 millionth probability, which they merely take of the observation you made about the hydrogen bomb in the Second World War. And when you ask how you calculate your probabilities, they don't give you any explanation. So they just take out of the hat, like a rabbit, whatever they think, but they have to inform the human people who are paying with taxpayer money.
I agree. In closing, tell folks about your legal defense fund, Dr. Wagner.
Yes, Alex, we have a website for people who are interested. We'd like to help on this, LHC Defense. That's Large Hadron Collider Defense, LHCDefense.org, O-R-G. And I wanted to add, it's not just Lewis and I who have filed this lawsuit. We have five other professionals who have also joined in on this lawsuit. One is a professor of science and psychology. Another one is a professor of computer science and robotics engineering, with many years of experience with building space satellites. Another one is works with the Lifeboat Foundation on existential risks, risks to the existence of humanity. Another one works for ethics and government. He's out of Australia. Another one works for industry. He's out of the United Kingdom. And
you told me countless people have come to you and said they support you, but they don't want to be blackballed.
A lot of people. I just received an email today from a physicist in Germany who is a very strong background in neutrino physics and cosmic radiation physics, and he's basically said that your arguments are correct and their arguments are wrong.
Well, I mean, remember what smashing atoms together does, folks. It gives you hydrogen and atomic bombs. This is much more advanced. Gentlemen, I want to get you back on as this unfolds. Thank you for raising the alarm.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you to you for having us here, Alex.
Thank you, Professor Sancho and Dr. Wagner. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Everybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Except back in the 80s, calling for the Berlin Wall to be brought down. Balls to the walls. Bring down the wall.
Too many slaves in this world. Gotta talk to them and pray. Too many people in a team. Left in themselves, going insane. Too many people do not know. One day, it's all over the human race. Maybe.
Yeah, it's a German band telling these German communists, you can't stop them. And some will say, well, that was staged bringing down the Berlin Wall. It was. And Jim Tucker reported on the year before it happened. But Bilderberg said that there was total rebellion in the East. It was collapsing. They couldn't keep control of East Germany anymore, so they would stage the collapse rather than have it be a real collapse. So in a way, they just went with the flow and then tried to go underground with it. But it's not a communist conspiracy. It's a New World Order conspiracy, and they use it as one arm. But my point is, that's the power of activism, and that's a German band that became popular in the West, and that song was the anthem of people wanting to break down those walls. So take the balls to the walls, ladies and gentlemen. Bring down the Berlin Wall. Another example of what activism can do. Now, Robert Galen Ross has been a guest many times on this show. Good friend of mine. I've known him, I guess, about 12 years now, since he would come down and do the local TV show here in Austin with me in 1996, 1995. And he's written a bunch of books. They're just amazing. The research, Who's Who of the Elite, The Elite Serial Killers. And we carry all of those at the bookstore at Infowars.com. You can also go to his website and get some. And, of course, he interviewed Madeleine Duncan Brown, the admitted mistress of LBJ. She talked about how LBJ bragged about killing Kennedy. Now Kennedy's lawyers come out and said he bragged about it. Now we've interviewed E. Howard Hunt's son, St. John Hunt. I've even got the video. It's going to be in a film. It hadn't been seen yet. I'm going to get some of it on YouTube before for our safety. In fact, I've been meaning to do that. coming out and admitting it. And then now we had some of the CIA hitmen from JFK and RFK bragging to their lawyers about how they killed Kennedy, like Frank Morales. That's now been on the BBC. That aired last weekend. And they brought out old film footage of the three CIA operatives there, their former partners and people saying, oh, yeah, that's Frank, that's this guy, that's that guy. And all three together, not just separately, hey, that looks just like him, but all three together when they killed Bobby at the Ambassador Hotel. But we're going to get into Bobby later. We've got Galen for an hour here in studio. First, I want to get into what he's really researched. He's researched it all. But the MLK murder, and he met quite a bit before he died with the Patsy Germs, Earl Ray. He's got photos of himself with him. Those are up on his website. So we're going to spend some time on MLK. And that dovetails with what Jesse Ventura, former governor of Minnesota, said on the show yesterday, not just that 9/11 is an inside job. Huge breaking news. He went all the way public with it. We're asking your help on getting that story out. Not just that, he said that Barack Obama would be assassinated or probably would be assassinated if he truly looked like he was going to get in there because he is anti-war. Now, you can argue that and say he's got Zbigniew Brzezinski behind him and it's going to be staged. But these globalists have not showed a liking towards black folks. So we'll get Robert Galen Ross's take on that. Robert Galen Ross, of course, was in military intelligence with the Army, with the NSA. He then did petroleum consulting all over the world and is an engineer and a inventor. And we are honored to have him here in studio with us today. Robert Galen Ross, thanks for being here.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you, Alex.
You bet.
I always enjoy being with you because you're well informed.
Well, I try to be. There's so much going on in the world. It's just information is exciting. You've got the floor. Tell us about the latest info as all three of these assassinations pretty much become public knowledge, and it's pretty much tacitly admitted now that all three men, RFK, JFK, MLK, were killed by the New World Order, and then why they were killed. But you've got the floor. Break it down.
Okay. On April the 4th, 1968, Martin Luther King, King was in Memphis to support the sanitation workers in a strike. The sanitation workers were upset because there was a rain out one day, and they sent all the black workers home but left all the white workers there. And so they went on strike, and Martin Luther King came in there to support them. He checked into the Holiday Inn that day, and one of his advisors said, well, now, you really need to be effective, you need to stay in a local black-owned hotel or motel. And King said, well, that's all right, and what do you suggest? And he said, well, what about the Lorraine Motel at 450 Mulberry Avenue there in Memphis? And so King said, that's fine with me, so that's where they went. And then after he checked in, he was put in a room on the first floor. But short after that, one of his advisors came in and said, we really need to move you up to the second floor. So they moved him up to the second floor, and not long after he was in that room, he was standing out on the balcony talking to someone down on the ground, and a shot rang out, and he fell to his death. And now, fast forward a little bit, the convicted killer of Martin Luther King was a fellow named James Earl Ray. Ray and his father and his brother and several other of his relatives were just habitual criminals. In fact, his father, Jerry William Ray, was in the Oregon prison and escaped, and they knew where he was but didn't bother to go looking for him. I interviewed James Earl Ray in the Nashville prison hospital about 10 days before he died. He died of cancer of the liver. And I was up there for a conference in Memphis, and Jerry Ray, I asked him if he would arrange for an interview for me. He said, sure, if you'll drive me to Nashville. So I drove his brother Jerry all the way to Nashville.
I'm going from memory here, but weren't you the last person to interview him?
Last one to interview him before he died,
yes. Okay.
Anyway, I had an opportunity for 2 hours to speak intimately with his brother, Jerry Ray, about the whole deal. And so when we got there, I did have an hour's interview with James Earl Ray. I had one of the prison guards take a photograph of me with Jerry and James. And
I've got the photo right here, quite a photo.
I asked James how come he confessed. He said, well, they told me that, by the way, his attorney was a Percy Foreman from Houston. And he said Percy told him that if he didn't confess to the murder, that they knew where his father was, and they were going to pick him up, put him back in prison in solitary for the rest of his life. And that there was a fellow named, he's actually an undercover FBI agent named Raoul, code name. They were going to accuse his brother Jerry Ray of being Raoul and would put him in prison. And that they would convict James for the murder and he would be executed. But if he confessed, he would, the Percy Foreman would see that he just spent the rest of his life in prison. However, he said, if you will confess within 2 weeks, I'll insist on a retrial and I'll get you out of it. So James did confess. And Percy Foreman went back to Houston, and James Earl Ray never saw him again.
And, of course, there's a whole story to how they set Ray up, how they got him there.
Yeah, FBI undercover fellow named Raoul had contacted James and told him to meet him in Memphis in front of Jim's Grill across from the Lorraine Motel. And the purpose of the meeting was Raoul told James that he had a gun deal going down and wanted James to help him out in because he had some experience in that area. And so James did meet him there in front of Jim's Grill, and Raoul told James to go to a local gun shop and buy a rifle with a scope on it. So he got in his car and drove over to the local gun shop, bought a .243 caliber rifle with a scope on it, brought it back, and showed it to Raoul. And Raoul says, you idiot, it's the wrong caliber. You take it back and exchange it for a .30-06. Well, a .243 and a .30-06 are just as deadly at that range. But the reason he had to change it was because the real shooter was firing a .30-06 rifle. That's the reason that he had to exchange. So he did exchange the rifle.
And you bet the .243 is deadly. The late father of Woody Harrelson, Charles Harrelson, just died, last year in prison? Was it 2 years ago here in Texas for shooting a federal judge in San Antonio at 400 yards with a .243 in the throat?
Yeah. So there's really no difference, except
yeah. Here in Texas, with the size of the deer and the hogs, I usually hunt with a .243. It's a nice flat shooting round. It's in between
a .223 and a 30 caliber round.
Not as quite as much recoil also.
Yeah, it's a nice little gun.
Yeah.
But it'll certainly kill somebody big time. It's a high energy round.
That's right. But anyway, James checked into the flophouse, which was above Jim's grill. And there was a fellow named Jim Green that was hired by the FBI to kill Ray after the shooting was over. So I also interviewed a black lady named Betty Space, who was Lloyd Jowers' waitress in Jim's Grill. And I interviewed her for about 30 minutes. She wouldn't do it on camera, but she did tell me the facts. She said that she was in front of the grill, and she heard a loud noise in the back, and she thought maybe the stove exploded or something like that. So she went back into the kitchen. As she entered the kitchen, Lloyd Jowers came through the back door carrying a rifle with a scope on it. He looked up and he says, "Woman, get back up front and wait on the customer." So she went back up front. But I also interviewed a fellow in death row prison at the Ennis unit about 12 miles north of Huntsville. This fellow was named Willie Lewis Akins. Now, a good friend of mine, John Billings, who was a private investigator in Memphis, I was at this convention I went to. Billings asked me to spend the night with him, so I spent 3 days with he and his family in their home, and so we had a lot of chance to visit. And during the visit, he said, "This fellow that no one has ever interviewed, and so you might see if you can run him down, and he may have something for you." So I said, "Well, who is it?" And he said, "His name is Willie Akins, and I think he's in prison somewhere in Texas." So when I got back home, I started doing some research, and I located him in this death row prison there in Walker County, and got permission from the authorities there in Huntsville to interview him. In fact, I interviewed him 4 times there in the prison interview area. And but each time, he wanted to talk about me getting him out of prison. And I said, "Well, I'm here to talk about the killing of Martin Luther King." And he said, "Well, I won't do that on camera." And I said, "Well, I don't really think you know anything about it." So he said, "Well, just to prove it to you," and he loaded it all on me. He said that he and Jowers got drunk one night, and right after the day after King was killed, Willie Akins came into Memphis and got a job as a cab driver for Lloyd Jowers. They became close friends. And, in fact, they teamed up as hitmen in the Memphis area. The two of them had killed a number of people in the Memphis area together. But one night they got drunk, and Jowers started bragging about being the killer of Martin Luther King to Willie Akins. In fact, he told him all the details, and then he told him where the rifle was. And so Willie told me all of this, and I said, "Well, will you do it on camera?" He said, "No, you get me out of prison, I'll do it on camera. In fact, I'll show you where the rifle is. You get me out of prison." Well, there's no way I could get him out of prison because he was in there for possession of a kilo of cocaine and was found guilty before a jury and was given 30 years in prison, and there's no way I could get him out. But anyway, after 4 interviews, he still wouldn't do it on camera, but a strange thing happened in the last interview. I left my interview notes there in the interview room. I just overlooked it and left them there, and when I got back home, I got looking for them, and then I remembered they were there on the shelf, and it wasn't long after that Willie was killed in the prison. So
how was he killed in prison?
Well, they will never tell you the truth because they don't.
How did they say he died?
Natural causes.
Now, we've gotten, I mean, it's pretty much mainstream news now that, the people that, you know, that supposedly killed Martin Luther King aren't the folks that killed Martin Luther King. But why did the same crew that wanted Kennedy's, both the Kennedys dead, want Martin Luther King dead? I mean, they killed King just a few months before they killed Bobby.
Well, King, first of all, he was stirring up the South for demanding civil rights for the blacks. And that got them all upset, and they were marching in the streets. And there was danger that all this commotion would ruin Johnson's chances to become next president. Also,
so again, it's all about Johnson, and it's all about it's all about Nixon. It's all about the same players.
That's right. The same people were involved in the JFK, RFK, and MLK killings. And J. Edgar Hoover and Johnson were the leaders of the pack. But
we'll stay there. We got a break. Okay. Right. Robert Galen Ross, investigative journalist, reporter, worked in intelligence in the military, lived all over the world in petroleum geology as an engineer, as a consultant. We're going to come back, and I want to get into Bobby then, and any other areas of the Martin Luther King murder as well that you'd like to get into. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. Survivemartiallaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
Robert Galen Ross, worked with the NSA, again, as an international consultant for oil companies, lived in the Middle East, Iran, you name it. Quite a traveled person. Always enjoy having him on. He's investigated so many facets of the New World Order. I want to get his take on what the banking system is doing right now. When we get into the next hour, also talk about Bobby Kennedy and those big revelations. Just as the BBC comes right out and says our government killed him and shows the three CIA operatives, commanders, we'll be talking about that with Robert Galen Ross as well. But a few other key points on the MLK murder.
Yeah, there's Sam Donaldson was ABC's primetime live host, and on April 22nd, 1998, interviewed Lloyd Jowers on TV and gave him a polygraph test administered by one of the FBI's best polygraph people. And Jowers did flunk the polygraph. And also on another ABC station, 93, Lloyd Jowers was interviewed, and on that during the interview, he said he was hired to kill Martin Luther King and was paid $125,000, paid by Memphis produce merchant Frank Liberto. Frank Liberto was head of the mafia in Memphis area, and he reported directly to Carlos Marcello in New Orleans. And now, I also...
Well, let's go back here. Why did he suddenly go on television and admit all this?
I don't know. I guess he just felt like he wanted to brag a little bit. But he didn't go to prison. They had their killer. James Earl Ray was their killer. And so there wasn't any danger of there ever being a retrial. So
he could just prance around saying he did it, and it was just fine.
Yeah, and that's quite typical of that era.
Sure, continue.
Yeah, but also a dear friend of mine, you mentioned earlier, Madeline Duncan Brown, wrote a book about the JFK killing, and in the book she included Xerox copies of four checks. They were written on H.L. Hunt's escrow account number 78 to pay off the killers of the Martin Luther King.
Now, that's the oil man out of Houston and Dallas, to be clear for listeners, and not relation to the head hitman commander, CIA black op commander E. Howard Hunt on the JFK op. Please continue.
That's correct. But one of the checks was for $25,000, another one for $75,000, one for $125,000. That's the one that went to Lloyd Jowers. And the other one for $225,000 probably went to Carlos Marcello. Now, the names on checks that were made out to were redacted on the copies that I have. But I know the fellow that has these canceled checks in his possession.
And now, people always get confused by this. They say, now, is it the mafia or the CIA? Well, going back to World War II, when it was OSS, they work with the mafia in the country they're in as a go-between to have degrees of separation.
That's right. And in fact, we won't get heavily into JFK unless you want to, but there was a secret meeting the night before JFK was killed, and you had J. Edgar Hoover and his playmate, sitting at the same table with three members of the mafia, including Carlos Marcello. And they all were talking about the cover-up of the killings going to take place the next day. So the mafia and the organized crime and the FBI worked together on a lot of deals. And in fact, in several congressional hearings, J. Edgar Hoover said there was no such thing as Cosa Nostra or the mafia.
That's right. Stay there. We're going to be back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.